We're talking about receiving healing. We know. We don't guess. We don't wonder about it anymore. We know for a Bible fact it is always God's will to heal. It is all. Let me say this. All sickness, all disease, all poverty, all human suffering, every bad thing, every bad storm, all bad weather, all of it is the result of a terrible hatred in the heart of Satan for mankind. He is the author of all death. He is the author of all pain. He is the author of all stress. He is the author of all death. He's the author of all of it. Amen. And the curse is threefold. Spiritual death, which is being separated from God. You know, the Bible said, when you were dead in your sins, well, those people hadn't died and gone to the grave. No, they still walking around, but they're dead. Why? Separated from God. Amen. So spiritual death, sickness, and poverty. That's the curse. But Jesus was made a curse for us. Oh, hallelujah. He bore that curse. So redemption is threefold. Eternal life, healing, and financial prosperity. Which includes the meeting of all of your needs being supplied according to His riches in glory. Amen. It's really that simple. Now, religion has complicated it. And people, you know, you have to really have help to misunderstand this book. And we've had some really high-priced help over here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I've done a pretty good job messing it up in my own mind from time to time. And the Lord said, come on, go back to the basics, son. It ain't that hard. Just get well, yeah, but I don't know. Just come on. Anyway, so receiving healing is a spiritual process. Healing is a process, like we said. Whether it's instant or whether it's over a period of time, then the physical body goes through the same healing process. And if you receive it instantly, glory to God. Or it may take healing progressing. Amen. I'll take it any way I can get it. Yes, amen, and glorify God in it. Now then, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all of their flesh. Now that is the Bible prescription for receiving healing from God. That's it. But the thing about a prescription, you have to take it. You can have it, you know, doc, I'll tell you what, I'm telling you, if anything, I'm getting worse instead of better. Well, I gave you that prescription today. Yeah. I went and got it filled immediately. Well, have you been taking it? No, but I got it sitting right there next to my bed. I mean, I read it every morning. What's the problem with that? The medicine is not getting into the system. Huh? It's not getting in the system. Let me ask you a question. How many of you had lunch today? I guess the rest of you are pretty hungry, huh? Somebody on the front row had breakfast or lunch today? His guy knows what he's doing. How you doing, man? I ain't seen you for a while.
I know.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Amen. I'll be back, man. You remember what you ate?
Yes, sir.
You remember what it tastes like?
Yes, sir.
If you had to, you'd probably describe it, couldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How good, much good is that going to do you tomorrow? You probably remember tomorrow at lunch what you had today.
Yes, sir.
And describe it. Well, what about 2 days from now? It's going to pretty well be gone. Why? You can remember. You can remember what that potato tastes like. You know exactly what a potato looks like. Oh, yeah. And you can describe it prepared in several different ways. Some of them good for you, some of them not. But you probably tried them all. And you can describe how they all taste. You can remember potatoes from now on. And the memory of a potato has never nourished anybody.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
You can memorize scriptures, and that's good. Don't misunderstand me here. That's a good thing to do. Good thing to do. Good for your brain. It's good for your mind. It's good for you to feed on these things by memorizing them. But memorizing them won't feed you.
Amen.
Now you see why it's so important. Take the time and feed on. How do you feed on that scripture? You make the decision, I choose to believe this.
Amen.
Now something happens inside the human spirit when you decide to believe something. Mm. Particularly when you say it.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Now you can compare this to your natural physical body and feeding it. You decide to eat. It won't be long until you will be hungry. Because you decided to eat. And when you decide to eat, the juices start working. Now, did you have to tell them to do that? Stomach. No. That's involuntary. Now, switch that over to the spirit man. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh. Faith is coming right now. If you've made a decision to believe what the Lord has sent me here to deliver to you.
Amen.
Amen. It's coming. Because that's the way the system is made. You can't change it, and neither can the devil. Amen. Now then, let's say that the moment you say, I believe. And it's not a slang expression. I believe. Something happened in here. Something happened. I believe. Say it.
I believe.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, those of you that have been here all three nights, when you said that, it had some to it when you said it. I mean, your believer's got some growl in it tonight. Hallelujah. But now, it's important that we understand and have some concept of this, because it takes the mystery out of faith and receiving. Years ago, Gloria and I, this was before we had learned anything about how to use faith. This was before I went to ORU and before we ever heard Brother Hagin and so forth. And I had the flu. I was really hurting. I had driven Gloria to the cleaners, and I was sitting out in front of the cleaners, and I was so sick. And I thought, man, she's going to have to drive home. I just feel so bad. And I had my Bible laying there in the seat, and I had it open, 1 Peter 2:24, that himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. If ye were, I was. If I was, I am. Which means that belongs to me. So I don't have to talk God out of something that I already have. That's just that simple. I don't have to talk him into saving me. I'm already saved. I've been saved a long time. I've already received it. You understand? Anyway, so, and I'm sitting there, and I picked up my Bible, and I just held it up. Now, notice how the Spirit of God was leading me. I didn't know to do this. I put my finger on that verse, and I read it out loud. And I said, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe this right now. By your stripes, I was healed. So I am right now. And I just sat there and praised him and thought about that. And then a few minutes, she came out. By the time she came out and got in the car, I thought, well, I'm good enough to drive home. And by the time we got to the house, I'm feeling pretty good. I thought, well, you know, I feel like maybe I can go ahead and eat supper now. By the time we went to bed that night, I'm feeling really good. And I got up the next morning, no symptoms at all. Now, that's the kind of flu shot you want. Amen. Hallelujah. So, it's important to understand that the Spirit, your spirit knows how to do this. Do you remember that Jesus compared the human spirit to soil in the earth? Yeah. Talking about soil, talking about the human heart and the seed that you put in there. If you're hard-hearted, then the seed won't grow. Well, the seed knew what to do. Your spirit knows what to do. You go, if you've got good soil, and you've got water, you've got sunshine, and you've got a good seed, it'll grow. The ground knows what to do. The seed knows what to do. The water knows what to do, and the sunshine knows what to do. You don't have to take a botany class to find out about that. It'll work. In fact, the ground tries to grow everything you put in it. You put a fence post in the ground, it'll try to grow it. And in order to grow it, it has to rot the cover of the seed and break it down. So it tries to break down that fence post. That's the reason fence posts rot. The ground's trying to grow it like it was a tree. It's just the system working. Amen. And everything you keep pumping in here is going to grow. Some of it you better pray for a crop failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the system works. Amen. Now then, look at the 23rd verse. Keep your heart, your spirit, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. That word issue is forces. Out of your spirit come life forces. Amen. All of the spiritual forces, faith, love, is God, wisdom, righteousness, Hallelujah. Healing. Amen. Wisdom and understanding. Oh, that's all in here because He's in here. Jesus has made unto us wisdom. The wisdom of the ages is on the inside of you right now. The trick is getting it from here to here. Another part of that tricky part is don't allow your spirit man to be buried and weighed down under the weight of your carnal mind and your physical body. There's a giant in there trying to rise up. So get in proper order. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, you remember that? That you be made whole, spirit and soul and body. Your soul and your spirit are not the same thing. Can't be. Because the Word says that, the Bible says that the Word divides asunder the spirit and the soul. Spirit, soul, and body. In that order. Spirit, that's you. Soul, that's your intellectual being. Body, you know what that is. It is not body, mind, and soul. Let's see, body, mind, and soul. So actually what you said was mind twice. So you're not even in that equation. But see, that's how fouled up it can get from all different kinds of sources and ideas. This is Heaven's operating handbook. You don't go get a book from Ford Motor Company and try to figure out a Cadillac. If you're driving a Cadillac or General Motors product, you need to go get their book. Amen? Because you try to follow that way, it won't work that way. Are you listening to me? Don't go get other people's books and try to find out what your soul is. Don't be like that professor that said to this young girl, well, you see, actually, could not be possibly true about Jonah and the whale. Because you see, the throat of a whale is much too small to swallow a human being. She said, I don't care what you say. I believe the Bible. I believe it happened just exactly like it said. You can't possibly believe that. Oh, but I do. Yes. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to him about it. He said, what if he's not in heaven? She said, well, then you can talk to him. It happened just like the book said it happened. It didn't happen the way some, you know. Well, you understand what I'm talking about. Praise God. Protect this. Protect this spirit. Protect your inner man. Look, hey, that's where you live. That's where your life is. I'm telling you what, when this inside part stops, all the rest of it stops. Amen. Hey, listen to me. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, he called me on the phone one day, and I'm telling you, he was hollering in the telephone. I said, what is it, sir? Well, he said, you know, they put this old stent in my artery back there years ago. And he said it only had a certain lifespan. But he said they got a new one now that's for life. And he said, they want to go in there and take that one out and put this new one in. And he said, they've been telling me oral, that's too big a risk. Now just take your medicine and just be quiet. Risk? He was hollering in the phone. Risk? Telling Oral Roberts not to take a risk? They said, Oral, you might die. He said, well, so what? On the other side of that is stunning. Hey, we're looking for stunning. We're looking for Jesus. And he is stunning. Somebody give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. But we need to realize that this inner man needs attention. This inner man needs to be fed properly. This inner man needs a constant, continual diet on the true word of God, the word of faith. The reason why the Apostle Paul called it the word of faith in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans is because it is the source of the faith of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, I'm excited about this tonight. I'm telling you. Amen. The older I get, the bigger it gets on the inside of me. Praise God. Protect it. Keep it. Put away from you a disobedient mouth and perverse lips. Put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Straight at what? The Word. Straight at the Word. Keeping it on the Word all the time. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.